Sean Brown, Methodist Fremont Health. Welcome. Nice to have you here.
Thank you.
I didn't get a chance to ask you what you want to preview here, so I'll kind of let you take the lead, okay?
Okay, perfect. You're going to let me do my dream job this morning.
Yeah,
yay,
yes,
look at that.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, welcome, fans. No. Good job, Sean. So really just on our final wrap up for the Cancer Capital Campaign. So if anyone has an interest in and a desire to make a memorial gift in honor and memory of someone, please know that is an opportunity, and I'll give you a phone number at the end. Also, putting it out there, save the date for our annual golf. So September 16th, looking forward to that. We are looking for a new presenting sponsor this year. So if that is something of interest to anyone listening, I would entertain the opportunity to share with you a little bit more about what that looks like.
Mm-hmm.
It does get you two teams entered and an opportunity of a day full of fun. Lots of advertising that comes along with that.
Yeah.
We also have our second ageless open to the community meeting, 55 and older, on April 10th at the hospital. Reach out to Jill Gossett at the hospital if that is something you would like to attend. The speaker this time is hospice and our lead nurse about Decision Day. And so I just want to kind of highlight a little bit about Decision Day. Decision Day is April 16th this year. It's a National Decision Day. It's a day for folks to have a conversation with their kids, their loved one, their spouse, about decisions about their health care and plan advanced care. So
okay.
Anyway, it's an opportunity for you to come on the 10th to hear a little bit more about that. And then on the 16th, hopefully to do some community pushes and launches to help folks know how to make those decisions, where to place those decisions, how to put them in your medical records, and then share with them how we handle those situations.
Good deal. On Friday, you had a big event. The governor came to visit after the prayer breakfast, and that's a big deal for our local and rural hospitals, isn't it?
It is. 1087 is the name of the bill. That is a huge deal to our state rural hospitals. All hospitals will benefit, but definitely our rural hospitals. A significant amount of federal dollars coming into our state to help with our Medicaid. Mm-hmm. And as we all know, either I'm talking from the hospital or talking from a community perspective, you know, the high number of poverty, the high number of Medicaid, this is a game changer for us. So,
big time.
Yeah, we are super excited. It was an amazing day. The prayer breakfast was amazing. And then the opportunity to celebrate and host the signing of the bill right here in Fremont was just a great addition to a wonderful blessed weekend, right?
Yeah, that was much needed legislation, that's for sure.
Yeah, what a great gift. Great gift with the senators, so thank you to your wonderful wife, Lynn.
And Senator Jacobson, prioritizing that bill.
Yeah. I mean, you know, just all the things that take place behind the scene to allow change to happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you aren't part of that process, you don't understand fully the amount of time, the length of time, all the players, you know, it's my continued saying, it's the right time, right place, right people on the bus, and all of the right players at the right time. So great move for us, a great move for our community. And again, just a great example of an amazing leader that we have in Brett Richmond.
Yeah.
Loves this community, loves his people, and continues to do what he can so that we can continue to thrive and offer all the great services here.
Yeah, there's a lot to offer there.
Yeah.
I would encourage people to check out the schedule of events. Like you just mentioned, the last event, but there's the blood draws and all those kind of things going on.
You bet. And they can find those on our website. So feel free to go there or feel free to reach out to me at 402-727-3566.
All right. Got it all?
Got it all.
Yes.
Yes.
All right.